PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Gentlemen, welcome to a bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. Joined with Chris
Crespo.
We are doing our...
Tofpo.
Ah, Tofpo. There we go. That's fine. Tofpo.
Tofpo.
That's my Kung Fu Panda cosplay name.
You are Tofpo.
I'm Tofpo. He's Po. I am Tofpo. Mm-hmm. Cinema Crespo, Tofpo, bonus episode, Oscar picks 2018, the... 90th annual Oscars, Drew. 90 years they've been doing this nonsense.
Okay.
And we've been doing our nonsense for about five.
Mm-hmm.
For five of those 90. Hey, that's actually not an insignificant chunk.
Whatever. Fuck these assholes.
Fuck these assholes. Right in...
Giving out...
The asshole?
Goddamn fucking...
Degrees?
I was going to say degrees.
You were going to say degrees.
I was.
Giving out awards to people for their art. When you have five nominees and one person wins, where are the other four people? Losers.
Losers.
All of them. The who is the hers. That's right. That was an Ace Ventura reference. That was an Ace Ventura reference. Like a glove. So we are going to go through every single category. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 20-something. And then...
we're going to pick the four losers.
We're going to pick the losers by picking the winner. And then we'll see. We'll add up our tallies. Drew and I will keep track. And when it comes to the actual Oscars, I'm sure I will painfully watch them, maybe even do a little live tweeting until I get too drunk. Drew will probably ignore them and then wait for me 100%. To tell him about
it the next day. Yes. I'm going to completely ignore them.
It doesn't help at all with the bonus episode that we're going to do. So maybe if you would at least maybe watch like clips of the you know how there's always something. There's always some whether it's Ellen handing out pizzas.
I mean,
or the Moonlight La La Land debacle.
Can't I read like an article?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. At least the next day, please like be aware of what happened.
Like when I take a shit.
Yes.
In the morning.
Yes, and those comes with little like 30-second videos. You can watch those videos. Mm-hmm. Will you at least do that?
I can do that
for the show.
I can watch the 30-second video.
It's not even for me, Drew. It's for the people who listen. It's for the show.
I can watch the 30-second video.
All right, thank you.
I can do that.
The sacrifices we make. I will watch the entire 6.5-hour broadcast. When it airs and finishes at 5 a.m. God, I hate it every year. I hate it.
Yeah,
and they got,
seriously.
Then they got a
so awful.
Kimmel to host it. God. Only person that could have been worse is Fallon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only mm-hmm. this only one that could have been worse. At least Kimmel is seems smart and sincere.
Well, I mean, you know he'll at least go on a couple of Trump rants.
Yes, he will go on Trump rants, whereas Fallon's a bootlicker. Mm-hmm. So in his attempt to appeal to middle America and old gray hairs, you guys were talking about the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
2018 picks, and here we go. Drew, I went through these categories. I've been looking the categories on and off, trying to get the temperature of the voters via the interwebs for the last few weeks, obviously, based on, you know, other awards and critics' choice things and whatnot. But what I did, I pulled up this ballot and I went through it, and categories that I think I know what's going to win or what I want to win, I highlighted them. And then, so for several categories, I have several highlights, so I will be making my choices. I'll be talking my choices out for some of these.
Okay.
Which I think you'll be doing, too, because you showed up with no choices whatsoever.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Right, so here we go. Drew, take us away. Start us off.
Start us off with sound mixing?
Mm. I have drops for everything. Sound mixing.
Nominated are Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Dunkirk, The Shape of Water, and Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Movies with lots of sounds.
Lots of sounds.
Lots of sounds in all of them.
All of them. Many sounds.
And they all had to be mixed.
Mm.
That is true.
All together.
What do you think, Drew?
Probably Star Wars The Last Jedi, because the zoom zoom zoos.
All right.
So many zoom 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 zoom.
There are a lot of zoom 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 zoom. Okay, so I'm going to put a D next to that. And by that, I mean I'm drawing a penis.
There was a lot of good sound mixing in Baby Driver.
Sure.
Between the music drops mm-hmm. and the way that the movie progressed through the music almost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
But still the
pew 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 pew. Plus, will be the only thing Star Wars wants. We'll see. Who knows? I'm going to go with Dunkirk because
Christopher Nolan.
Because of the sounds of those airplanes in the theater scared me.
Yeah. They were loud.
They were loud. And they came closer. And they
got my favorite were when when they were getting shot at. I swear to God, one of those fucking bullets came from behind me. I swear, I was just sitting there. I was just like, what the fuck? I think a shot came from back there.
That's some pretty good sound mixing. All right, what's the next category?
Documentary feature. Mm-hmm. Abacus, : Small Enough to Jail. Mm-hmm. Faces, Places, Icarus, Last Men in Aleppo, and Strong Island. I have seen zero of these.
I was about to say, what, you actually saw one? I haven't seen any of these either. So I'm going based on name alone. So I am picking Faces, Places.
I'm going to go with Icarus if we're doing name alone.
Okay, Icarus. All right, so true. Icarus. Chris. Faces, Places. I just like saying
Faces.
That. Faces, Places. Also, I wanted to mention, thanks to Gabe, our homie Gabe, who's been on the show, supporter of the show, who's been listening for a long time. He came up with a Google Doc of the where you can put in your choices.
Uh-huh.
So in the show notes for this episode, however you are listening, if you can click on the notes, there's going to be a link right there. It'll say, click on this link to put in your nominations. Click on that, put in your nominations, and then play along with us. We'll see. Do you have what it takes to beat Drusa Cogburn at random Oscar picks?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
You do.
But now it's time to prove it.
Now, whether you can or not, that's up to the fates.
It's time.
It's a coin toss.
Time to prove it. All right, next category. Here we go.
Next category is makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated are Darkest Hour,
mm-hmm.
Victoria and Abdul.
Abdul.
And Wonder. Let me guess. Ugly Kid isn't really Ugly Kid.
Ugly Kid is a kid from The Room. Jacob Tremblay.
Very cute little child.
Very
actually.
Cute child. Yeah, you had to make him look like that little hideous boy monster that we had to learn to love. But yeah, the movie.
I don't know Victoria and
Abdul is a movie about not Judy Dench. Maggie Smith. She's an old lady, Victoria, and Abdul is a dude, and they're going through a desert. It's all like old 50s, 60s type of clothes. Mark Baratelli went and saw it.
And I mean, Darkest Hour, they put Gary Oldman in fat suits.
Gary Oldman in a fat suit.
I'm going with Oldman in fat suit.
I'm going with Oldman in a fat suit too. So there we go. That's our first. Combined. That's the first one that we agree on, Drew. Mm-hmm. Next category.
Costume design. Yep. Nominees are
mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
The Darkest Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom Thread.
Yep.
The Shape of Water.
Yep.
And Victoria and Abdul.
I think we mentioned this already on the normal show.
Mm-hmm.
Phantom Thread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? You agree?
Well, I mean, it's a movie about costumes.
It's a movie about costumes. Phantom Thread. And, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Next category is cinematography.
I think we're going to match on this one as well.
Nominees are Blade Runner 2049.
That'll be Roger Deakins.
The Darkest Hour.
I don't know.
Dunkirk.
I think that's Hoyt von Hoytema.
Mudbound.
That's Rachel Morrison, who shot Aaron's movie, Redemption Maddie. Yeah, that's Aaron's DP from AFI. Immensely talented. Even back then, you could tell that, man, this girl knows what's up. And you know what else she shot? Black Panther. She's Ryan Coogler's cinematographer. She shot Fruitvale Station, and I don't think she did Creed, but she shot Fruitvale Station. And she shot Black Panther. And that's Aaron. That was Aaron's. Ron B. Long Beach, Englewood. Drew's mind is blown right now.
I have a copy of Redemption Maddie.
Yeah, man. Like, so do I. I have several.
Sitting in my closet.
We're going to get
right now.
We're going to get her to sign them. Oh, you know what I'll do? I'll find out where her agency is, and I'll send them to her to see if I can get her to sign them and send them back for the studio. I even sent her two copies so she can have one just in case she doesn't have one.
Fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Redemption Maddie. People, maybe online. Look up Redemption Maddie. M-A-D-D-I-E.
It's really?
Like, it's like a 20 to 30 minute long short film. I even think it won some awards. Some film festival awards.
Her!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
She's really good. She's been around for a while.
And Shape of Water.
So she shot about. And Shape of Water is, I don't know who shot that. I don't think that's a Guillermo Navarro. I'm not sure. I wish I had the names of cinematographers in front of me. But it doesn't matter because I'm pretty sure we both say
the Deacons is, it's the most Deaconist of all Deacons. It's, and then if he doesn't win, then there's, it's a travesty
that he will never win. It's his 14th nomination.
It's a travesty if he doesn't win.
It's a travesty that he hasn't won now. It's a travesty. They give out awards for pretty looking movies and he has never won one.
All right. His movies are the prettiest.
It's the whole mantra that I've been yelling for years, awards yeah. for art is whack. This is a prime example of it. If he doesn't get it, and then if he doesn't get it, you know what? So he joins the ranks of such movie hacks as, what's his name? Stanley Kubrick, who's never won an Academy Award.
Next up, production design.
All right, here we go. This is like what a movie, the sets, what it looks like, you know, that kind of thing.
Nominees are Beauty and the Beast, Blade Runner 2049, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, and The Shape of Water.
All obviously elaborately designed movies. What do you think, Drew? We're looking at...
Dunkirk is out.
The least designed of them all. It's mostly outdoors. They just need some World War II appropriate costumes.
I mean, sure, Christopher Nolan destroyed that plane and he spent how much money on it?
That was like a $5 million plane.
And he destroyed it, so that was awesome. Yeah. But Darkest Hour 2, same thing. That's pretty much a back-to-back in history.
Outside of Winston Churchill makeup,
yeah,
everyone else is just wearing suits and they're just in smoky rooms and stuff.
And The Shape of Water had some great production design, but, I mean, it's all between Beauty and the Beast and Blade Runner. I never saw Beauty and the Beast, so I'm going to have to go Blade Runner.
I'm actually going to go with the Beauty and the Beast in this one because I'm thinking it may be the only chance it has to win anything. Mm. So, but if Blade Runner won, of course I would love that. Yeah. It's my favorite movie of the last year. Any award that Blade Runner wins, I will be very happy with. But, all right, so I'll put you down for Blade Runner and me for Beauty and the Beast just because it is... elaborate the costumes and everything, and with Phantom Thread getting costumes, you know, they may want to spread it around. I have no idea how these people think. Nope. Original song, Drew, please.
Mighty River.
Oh, you have that. Okay, yeah,
from Mudbound.
Great.
The Mystery of Love from Call Me by Your Name. Mm-hmm. Remember Me from Coco. Mm-hmm. Stand Up for Something from Marshall. Mm-hmm. And This Is Me, The Greatest Showman.
Right. I think we can obviously get rid of the common song. Stand Up for Something.
Okay.
Because no one saw Marshall.
Common is not winning an Oscar.
He's not winning an Oscar, at least not for this.
No.
And I don't think he's nominated for John Wick 2, so I'm sorry, Common. Maybe next year. But Marshall had made no cultural impact whatsoever. So it's a Thurgood Marshall movie that no one saw. Starring Black Panther. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And if they were re-released it next week, it would barely make any money still. Anyway.
Black Panther is Thurgood Marshall. Is!
And everyone's like, you know what? I think I'd rather see Black Panther again.
Is James Brown.
I'm fine with that.
Is Hank Aaron.
I read a Black Panther review that put out Chadwick Boseman wasn't just James Brown. He was old, crazy James Brown, but he was also young James Brown. Yeah. And he was like dancing James Brown and guns. And he did it all.
Yeah.
Man, Boseman's good. He's really good.
Who's also Hank Aaron?
No, not Hank. Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
And
so that's three biopics he did in a row.
Uh-huh.
Before he did Black Panther. Isn't that crazy?
Black Panther's a biopic too, bro.
You know he's 41 years old?
Fucking excuse me?
He looks like he's 28.
I thought he was one of them new young up-and-comers.
41 years old.
He's got them me jeans.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like that when I'm 41.
Yeah.
Easy.
The same?
Yeah.
You mean the same?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just a couple gray wispies?
A couple more.
You got a couple gray wispies too? What do you think?
I'm going with Coco because it's a musical.
It's a music movie.
So
yeah, I'm going with that too.
Original score,
which is as opposed to a song, it's the original music playing.
Dunkirk.
Yes.
Phantom Thread.
Mm-hmm.
Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars: Last Jedi.
Yep.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Do you have the composers on that list? It doesn't say. Okay, I know Star Wars is obviously John Williams
because Star Wars.
I know Three Billboards is Carter Burwell, who did a whole bunch of Coen Brothers stuff. The Shape of Water is Alexander Desplat.
That's the one.
I'm not sure how to say his name. Desplat. You going with Desplat?
Because
it's the funnest name to say. Mm-hmm. Phantom Thread is the Johnny Greenwood. And it's his best of all his...
Johnny Greenwood is the controller, Chris.
He is a controller. And of all his music scores, at least for P.T. Anderson movies, it's his most accessible. Yeah. It's his most listenable. Dunkirk is Hans Zimmer. Yeah. Just a lot of loud noises. He doesn't get that much Academy of Love, I think.
I'm going with Despite.
Shape of Water? Yeah, me too. Okay. Man, so far we're matching up on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 categories. All right.
Next up, documentary short subject.
Haven't seen any of these. Name them.
Edith and Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven is a traffic jam on the 405.
That's a long title.
Heroin.
Oh, with the E. The E is in a parenthesis, so it's heroin, so is but it's also heroin.
Is she a superhero or is she drugs?
Oh.
Knife Skills. And Traffic Stop.
All right, Knife Skills, definitely about a cooking documentary.
I'm going with Knife Skills because I have them.
Because you have Knife Skills? I'm going with Heroin because that cute little thing they did where it's heroin, but it's also heroin.
And because you want to shoot up a little bit?
Just a little bit. You know, old enough, if it taught me anything, is that when I'm an old man, if I get past 72...
All the drugs.
Die of an overdose.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Die of an overdose in the bathroom and on a road trip with my family.
Next up, I have
a family. I'll be alone instead.
Short film, live action.
Here we go. Another one that we're gonna do pure guessing.
Nominated are DeKalb Elementary,
mm-hmm.
The 11 O'Clock,
mm-hmm.
My Nephew Emmett,
mm-hmm.
The Silent Child,
okay.
Watu Wote / All of Us.
All right, get rid of that one because what's that? Two movies in one? That don't count. The 11 O'Clock, is that some sort of like transit story about a train?
Or maybe it's about the news.
I'm going with DeKalb Elementary because I know that that's a school. What's the Silent Child? The deaf kid?
I'm going to go with the Silent Child because maybe he is my nephew Emmett.
Oh, shit. Tied in with my nephew Emmett.
Next up, short film animated.
All right. You haven't seen anything?
Nominated are Dear Basketball,
mm-hmm.
Garden Party,
mm-hmm.
Lou,
yep.
Negative Space,
yep.
And Revolting Rhymes.
I'm picking Lou because that's the shortest title.
We actually had a chance to short animated shorts for the Enzion yesterday.
Yeah, or yeah, sir. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
I didn't see any of them.
I didn't go either.
I'm gonna go negative.
I was busy yesterday, man.
I'm going to go Negative Space because it sounds pretty metal.
Negative Space.
Whoa, this is heavy.
Oh, I did.
Anyway. Next up, film editing.
All right, here we go.
Nominated are
yes.
Baby Driver,
uh-huh.
Dunkirk,
yep.
I, Tonya.
First one for I, Tonya.
The Shape of Water.
Okay.
Three Billboards Outside of Missouri.
I am going with Dunkirk because of the story.
Obviously.
Structure. Yeah, right?
Obviously.
It was either going to be that or Baby Driver.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
Because Baby Driver had to be shot and edited to the music,
yeah.
Which is an incredible pain in the ass. But, yeah, Dunkirk, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Itani had some flashy editing, too, but... All right, here we go.
Next up, visual effects.
VFX.
Nominated are Blade Runner 2049,
mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
First nomination for that one. There we go. Academy nominated.
Kong, Skull Island.
Also first nomination.
Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And War 4, The Planet of the Apes.
Also, even though
it's only the third one, total waste of a name of a movie.
They really did blow that one in the day. All of them are of, and they used the four. God, those things like that make me mad. Just comment, now you see me, now you don't. It's not now you see me too, you morons. Of course you made a bad movie. You couldn't even title it right.
It's okay, Chris.
Visual effects, a category that's good for movies that are like summer movies that are all CG and Transformers type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? What are you thinking on this one?
I mean, Blade Runner had some great visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I swear to God, this time Caesar was real.
Mm, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking.
It was like, so good.
Like. That monkey deserves a fucking Oscar.
Those apes are so good. And yes, Circus, again, not even ever in contention for any sort of acting nominations for his work. His amazing work. War for the Planet of the Apes is the best Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah, it is.
And it's the...
I can't believe
that... it's the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth... It's like the eighth or ninth one they've ever made.
It's like they're taking... some learning from the Fast and Furious franchise. Like,
yeah.
Listen, we can start off okay.
And then prove.
And now we can get better.
I like this trend of franchises improving.
Yeah.
This is better than the Law of Diminishing Returns, where they're trying to chase greatness and they're making shit. Instead, they're taking things that are like okay or bad. Like, no, we can make this better. I like that a lot. That's a much better approach to franchise building, if you ask me. So, in which case, bring on the Universal Dark Universe, Mummy 2, etc., etc. Because, oh, they have nowhere to go but up on that one. All right, we both agreed on visual effects. Yep. Sound editing.
Next up, sound editing.
Not to be confused with sound mixing.
Nominated are Baby Driver, mm-hmm. Blade Runner 2049, mm-hmm. Dunkirk, The Shape of Water, Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Now, it's funny that it's the same movies nominated for both, but they are different teams. They stress that. Different people, different teams. They don't even talk to each other.
Baby Driver.
You're going Baby Driver on this mm-hmm. one. You're going with the sound split.
The Muzak.
I like... Oh, you know what? Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going with Dunkirk just to liven things up and to see if maybe both sound teams get that one.
Next up...
Animated feature. We're both going to say Coco. Let's just correct. Do that and move the fuck on. We haven't even seen Coco, and everyone knows it's going to win. You think Boss Baby's going to win? Get out over Coco. Get out of here, people.
Next up, foreign language film.
All right, here we go.
Nominated are A Fantastic Woman from Chile, The Insult from Lebanon, Loveless from Russia, On Body and Soul from Hungary, and The Square from Sweden.
Okay, we can get rid of Loveless right away.
Okay.
Russian interference. Ain't no way Hollywood's putting up with that shit.
Uh-huh.
This is the Internet Research Agency at work. It's not even a real movie. It's a troll movie. Out of here. Fantastic Woman from Chile?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Fantastic Woman from Chile.
I'm going with The Square, because I bet you it's the original that The Circle is based on.
Oh, you think it's better? I hope so, because The Circle wasn't very good.
No, it was not.
Next category.
Best Adapted Screenplay.
All right, here we go. The writers.
Call Me By Your Name.
Mm-hmm.
The Disaster Artist.
Mm-hmm.
Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Molly's Game.
Yep.
And Mudbound.
All right, Molly's Game. First nomination for that. Also for Aaron Sorkin there, which is interesting. Also, first nomination for The Disaster Artist. I wonder who wrote that. The adaptation of the book of the same name by Greg Sestero.
Yeah.
I'm going with Call Me By Your Name because... that movie, it made me cry. And it made me cry in a way I wasn't expecting it. And then all of a sudden, I was even bored. I was even bored watching the movie. And then all of a sudden, it stuck on me, and boom, I was like, and it got me.
I'm going with Logan. That's because, great. That's great, like you, because like you said, I almost cried.
Logan, the same thing.
Punched me right in the gut.
When she turned the cross into an X, I was like,
no!
But it's Logan. They're not gonna vote for Logan, though. Oh. Adaptation of a comic book. So I'm going with Call Me By Your Name. But similar logic there.
I have to go with Logan.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
All right.
Next up, original screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Sick.
Yes.
Get Out.
Mm.
Lady Bird.
Yep.
Shape of Water.
Uh-huh.
Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Okay, let's throw a wrench into this one, Drew, for decision-making purposes. The WGA, the Writers Guild of America, they gave the Best Original Screenplay Award to Get Out. That often presages the Academy Awards. If the WGA says is that what's going to win, then
that's what wins.
But for reasons beyond my understanding, because, again, awards for art is whack, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was not even nominated, not even eligible for a WGA. So we won't know if Three Billboards was available in that category if it would have beaten out Get Out or not. So with that information, Drew, Get Out won WGA, but Three Billboards wasn't available. What do you want to go with?
Get Out.
That doesn't help me at all. Because you said Three Billboards, and I might have said Get Out, but now you say Get Out. Am I going to say Get Out 2 or Three Billboards? I don't know. That doesn't help me. I'm going to go with Get Out. It's a cultural phenomenon of a movie.
I think it was a better movie.
Oh, it was a better movie. It was a better movie, and for sure, much better written. And they both have things to say about race, and yep. Three Billboards bungles that big
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, but Academy members, even though they've been trying to adjust it for a few years now, still, on average, over 50-year-old white men
mm-hmm.
who don't see every single movie. So you gotta take that into account. All right, here we go. But now we're getting to our what is it? The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our top six are the big six categories. Actors, best director, and then screenplay.
First off, actress in a supporting role.
Let's do it.
Nominated are Mary J. Blige for Mudbound.
Man, I got a... The thing is, it's over 2 hours, Mudbound. And like, if I'm going to watch a movie on Netflix, it's usually late at night. I'm going to just have to watch it like in an hour chunks. I need to watch it, though.
Allison Janney for I, Tonya.
Which we just saw. I'm glad we did.
Leslie Manville for The Phantom Thread.
Oh, man, she's so good.
Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird.
She's so good.
And Octavia Spencer, The Shape of Water.
I feel like this one, I love Octavia Spencer.
Me too,
and I really like this movie. I don't understand why she would be nominated.
Sorry, not this year, girl.
She's great in a lot of stuff, yeah. And she's won awards.
She was great in this movie. She was great in
the Except Shape that the
Water.
Role didn't feel like...
No.
She's the friend of, like, the protagonist, you know?
Yeah.
So, but for me, Drew, didn't see Mudbound, sorry, Mary J. Blige. It would be between Janie Manville Metcalf, obviously, right? We narrowed it down to those three.
I saw all three of them, too.
We've seen all three, so we know that it's three, like, three monster performances in different ways, you know, in terms of what each role is trying to achieve. That's the thing. Also, well-written stuff that these actresses were given. They really nailed it with what they had. Just because of eyeballs, all right? Pure people seeing it. This is my thought process. Maybe helping you out. I'm dropping Manville for Phantom Thread because Phantom Thread is just not as popular a movie as the other two. More people have literally seen Janie Metcalf. Janie, it's a monster performance in I, Tonya. Literally.
Yeah, a monster.
She's a monster. She's monstrous. She made me feel for Tonya Harding. I think I'm going Allison Janie. I'm going to go Allison Janie.
All right, then I'll split the difference. I'll go Laurie Metcalf.
All right, we'll split it. All right, that's cool. Because Metcalf was so good, too.
Yeah, she was awesome. I mean, before I saw I, Tonya, I was like, hey, Laurie Metcalf wins the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress.
Right? It seemed like a lock.
Like, and you win.
Even with Manville being so great, it seemed like a lock. But then Janie's like, oh, man, blow people away.
Next up, actor in a supporting role.
All right, here we go.
Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project.
Didn't see him.
Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside of Missouri. Mm-hmm. Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water.
I love the Jenks.
Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World.
That was amazing.
And Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside of Missouri.
All right, what are you thinking here?
I mean, as much as I liked Three Billboards, it does not deserve any Oscars.
Okay.
Christopher Plummer was good, but not good enough. Same with Mr. Jenkins. Mm. I never saw The Florida Project, but I assume Willem Dafoe killed it because he's Willem Dafoe.
He is Willem Dafoe, and he is very well like for this one.
Yeah.
I like your deduction there, your reasoning. I appreciate that very much, Drew. I'm knocking Jenkins out because, just like Spencer, while he's great in it, the role isn't that much. Mm-hmm. It's a good performance, but he's been better in, but check out The Visitor. He's been better in other movies. I actually like Christopher Plummer quite a bit in All the Money in the World. I think he was quite fantastic in it. And while it's a troubly written role, Sam Rockwell manages to make a torturing cop racist endearing. He's a drunk, sad, yet endearing man that by the end, like, I kind of want this guy to be able to work out. He just seems dumb. Maybe just had disadvantages. How you grow up as a white male in America and have disadvantages, I don't know. You fucked up, personally speaking, but I'm going Rockwell. That too, and also I believe there's an alternate dimension where Sam Rockwell is like the Tom Cruise of that dimension, or the Will Smith, you know? Yeah. Like, he has it. He has the chops to be, like, leading man it. So there's an alternate dimension where it's like him and John Hamm.
Yeah.
Or the box office kings are duking it out every year for supremacy. Anyway. And then there's another dimension.
Well, John Hamm wins because he has a massive penis.
We don't know Sam Rockwell, maybe...
We would know by now, Chris.
Would we? I just found out about John Hamm, like, 2 months ago. Apparently, everyone knew about that except for me. All right, there we go. We got a couple of splits there in supporting roles. I like it. Next.
Best actress in a leading role. Nominated are Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water.
Yes.
Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside of Missouri.
Yes.
Margot Robbie for I, Tonya.
The titular Tonya.
Saoirse Ronan. What's her name?
Saoirse.
There we go. Ronan. For Lady Bird.
Yes, the eponymous Lady Bird.
Meryl Streep in The Post because she's Meryl Streep, and if you don't nominate her, I guess the world ends.
And she was fantastic as The Post.
Right, is that what happens? The world ends if she doesn't get nominated?
I mean, if she's in a movie.
Yeah.
No, she just did. She wasn't nominated for that one where she played the rock star mom.
But she was in something else that year that she got nominated for, I'm sure.
I don't know if that was the same year as The Iron Lady or not. It may not have been. But I won't... I won't rule it out.
Wait a minute, you're telling me there's a year when Meryl Streep was in a movie and wasn't nominated? Bullshit.
It's possible. All right, well, you said you don't think Three Billboards deserves to win anything, so you're not going Frances. I'm going Frances McDormand.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of a thing where, like, they remember that she won for Fargo over 20 years ago, and they may think it's kind of fun to give her
another,
for a very different role, too.
I mean, she was great, but she didn't play a mute, so I'm going Sally Hawkins.
You know what? Sally Hawkins is my number two for that one, so if she wins, that'd be great.
Next up, actor in a leading role.
Also, I want to say Saoirse Ronan. She's fantastic, but she's young. She has plenty of chances to crush it in the future. So,
actor in a leading role. It's Daniel Day-Lewis because he was nominated.
You're doing Daniel Day-Lewis or for Daniel Day-Lewis, Ari?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going with Gary Oldman on this one. First off, because
is it his year?
I think it's his year type of thing. Because he's done a lot of work, and he is the best part of that movie. If he's not in that movie,
No point in seeing it.
No one sees it. Also, similar to Saoirse Ronan, Timothée Chalamet.
Too young.
Yes, his performance in Call Me By Your Name is, again, it's a monster performance, but in a different way. Yeah. Like, it's a huge, amazing performance that he does that is very endearing and amazing, and it goes all over the place. It's fantastic, but he's very young. I think he's just going to have more chances. Also, the type of movie that I don't think enough Academy members have seen. Not big enough. Daniel Kaluuya, Get Out, just a little too mainstream, bless you. One more time. And Denzel feels like a why is he nominated type of thing. That feels like, oh shit, we didn't nominate any black people last year. Let's overdo it this year and throw in a Denzel nomination. You know, like he didn't have to.
But Daniel Day-Lewis is in a movie.
Daniel Day-Lewis, one that he says he retires on, but we'll see about that. I don't know. The thing is, too, it's also not his showiest or flashiest performance.
No, he's just doing English Werner Herzog.
He's just doing English Werner Herzog. And the movie itself takes a delightful turn 3/4 of the way through when it reveals itself to be the most hilarious rom-com of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or it's like, wait, what? What's going on?
And, but, I mean, even movies that are less received, like 9, he's still like a bigger performance. So, anyway, I'm going to open. So that's a... Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Next up, Best Director.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated, Paul Thomas Anderson. For The Phantom Thread.
Oh, such a good movie. So beautiful.
Guillermo del Toro, The Shape of Water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird.
Fantastic movie.
Christopher Nolan, Dunkirk.
It's Christopher Nolan.
And Jordan Peele for Get Out.
Greta Gerwig and Jordan Peele both being nominated for Best Director on their first feature-length films, respectively. I wonder if that's a first for out of 5 nominees for 2 of them to be on their very first movie. Now, it's not like they haven't done other, you know, small films, music videos.
They've both been in the business for a long time.
They've been in the business, but these are their first movie with showing up the set with the stereotypical picture of them with the headphones around their neck holding a styrofoam cup.
Exactly.
You know, talking to someone behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That being said, it's their first nominations for both. So that means no.
Correct.
That means no. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Christopher Nolan now at this point feels like the type of filmmaker where it's going to be a his time type of thing. Oh, the right movie at the right time. Dunkirk does not feel like the right movie at the right time to be giving him this type of award. So I'm going to strike him out as a no, which now leaves P.T. Anderson and Guillermo del Toro. Now it's a matter of eyeballs. I think more people have seen The Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've seen Phantom Thread.
And I'm going GDT all the way.
So I'm going GDT as well. All right, there we go. So we converge on the director pick, which leaves us with the 9 movies of Best Picture. Drew, go.
Nominated this year, Call Me By Your Name.
Chris.
The Darkest Hour.
I just called you by my name. Right? No, Call Me By Your
Dunkirk.
Name.
Dunkirk.
I did it backwards.
Get Out. Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
The Phantom Thread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Post. The Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
And 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
All right. For Best Picture.
Lady Bird is out.
Lady Bird is out. Phantom Thread is out.
Get Out is out.
You think Get Out is out?
I do.
Get Out is my spoiler pick for upset. I'm going to put that here.
I mean, if it won't...
It's a spoiler.
If it wins...
If anything is a spoiler...
Here's the thing. If Get Out wins, I know the reason why it won.
You think it'll be because Academy guys being like, Oscar's so white, we don't want to have to put up that shit anymore? I could see that. I could see him being as pretentious and dumb to actually vote that way.
And it was good. And
it doesn't have to win. It can just be nominated is enough.
Yeah.
It's enough of a recognition.
Exactly.
But I could see, yes, an overcorrection is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
The Post? No.
I mentioned this on the show before. No. Underappreciated. Spielberg is underappreciated.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Three Billboards, like I said.
You don't think it deserves a win. Nothing. No.
I mean, it's a great movie, but I don't think it's Oscar worthy.
Okay. Which is what I think about
Darkest Hour.
I think Darkest Hour is not Oscar worthy.
So my options are Dunkirk or The Shape of Water.
You didn't see Call Me By Your Name.
I didn't see Call Me By Your Name.
Which it's not. I mean, I thought it was great, but again, I keep saying this. It's a beautiful movie, and I kind of love it. To be honest, I kind of love it. There were parts where I was legit bored. I was like, let's move this thing along. Like, come on, let's go. I understand why it was made the way it was, but anyway.
You know, I'm going The Shape of Water.
All right. So you're going Guillermo del Toro, director, Shape of Water, Best Picture. I like that, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot. I kind of want to say the same thing. But I don't think Shape of Water is winning original screenplay. Okay. And if it's not winning original screenplay, I don't think it's winning Best Picture. I do think, we both think Get Out is winning Best Picture, but Three Billboards, just to keep it interesting, Drew, and to go with my Frances McDormand pick, I don't think it's the best pick. Blade Runner is our favorite movie. We will say this, we're on the record.
Uh-huh.
Blade Runner is our favorite movie. Not even nominated for a bunch of these awards.
Yes.
Okay, if it was up to me, just fill in all of these thoughts with Blade Runner, and then we'll go home after 20 minutes of an award ceremony.
Exactly.
All right. And don't even hire Jimmy, whoever.
Guys. Blade Runner gets all the awards. Go home.
Yes, that's it. Oh, by the way, the stage lighting here in the theater was done by Roger Deakins and his team. You're welcome. This is what it's like to walk through a dream. Now go home. Show's over. Just to keep it interesting and to go with my screenplay logic here. Yeah, I'm going Three Billboards. I'm going with a weird split of Get Out for original screenplay, Guillermo del Toro for best director, Three Billboards for Best Picture. And this can blow up in my face spectacularly.
Oh, you're wrong on the Best Picture.
I mean, I'm wrong on the Best Picture in terms of it being the Best Picture. I'm talking about the way Academy members vote. Sure, with 9 movies, a movie only needs barely 21, 22% of the vote to win. I like those odds. But you're going Shape of Water, which, man, if that one, that'd be fantastic, because I love Guillermo del Toro. Shape of Water, also not the best movie there. Honestly, I think Get Out's better than both of those movies. I think Get Out's better. But now, I think it's better now. If you ask me tomorrow, probably be different. I'm still on that Black Panther high. That's why. That's what's going on.
Oh, Black Panther's so good.
Let me see, Drew. So we diverged on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, over half. Over half the categories we diverged. Very cool.
Awesome.
So that'll make for a fun recap episode. All right, so the Oscars is in about a week and a half. It's March, not this weekend coming up, but the next weekend. That's Sunday night. So if you want to suffer with me on that one, maybe we'll do it together on Twitter. Maybe we'll have a dumb hashtag, maybe not. I don't know. We still have time to figure that one out.
Or you can be like me, you can just sleep through it.
Or you can be like Drew and sleep through it, which... Hashtag sleep through. That's cool. Yeah. Make that shit trend. That's hard to trend if you only put it out once. Then you fall asleep. The whole idea of trending is that there's a lot of...
Yeah, I'll be sleeping.
We got to do a mass retweeting. Have you ever been to a mass retweeting? Check out episode 18 of the Lady Raptastic Show to find out what a mass retweeting is all
that
about.
That sounds weird.
You have to go to an okay rally to do it.
What?
Again, listen to episode 18 of the Lady Raptastic Show to find out what that's all about. Cross promotion. That's it for our Oscars bonus. I was also predict. Let me see. Over under on 3 hours and 30 minutes of a show. If it starts at 8:30, Drew, do you think it'll end before or after midnight?
After.
You're taking the over.
After. Yeah. Guaranteed.
All right. I'm taking the under. I'm gonna write that down.
Especially if
that's a bonus point. That's the bonus point, Drew.
Especially.
For, all right.
Especially
for us only.
If J-Law is Snapchatting and...
And they do silly things.
And everybody else is getting pizza.
No, but all those things are written into the script, though.
And these people are doing Jello shots over here. And nobody is hanging out with... Is Kevin Spacey even going to show up this year?
Oh, no. There's going to be some empty seats. over under.
There's going to be so many hashtag Me Too bullshit.
Drew,
and, over. You know, Harvey Weinstein raped me. And I'm so sick of watching Louis C.K. masturbate. Like, it's going to be a lot. I mean, dude, you think Hollywood likes to fucking jerk itself off before?
They do. That's why they do this to begin with.
It's going
to
be... This is going to be a fucking jerk fest about the jerkers.
It's very masochistic. Masochistic? Take three. It's very masochistic in that they're self-flagellating and jerking off. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, look at the evilness that our industry has wrought, but we're getting rid of it all. We're so good. This is wonderful.
Yeah. It's really fucked up.
Well,
I wonder if they realize that.
I'm sure they do.
I hope so.
Some of them do. What's funny is if you go to right-wing websites, which I do not recommend, they framed the whole thing, the Weinstein thing and all that, as like the great liberal hypocrisy being exposed and the fallout, all that, et cetera, when it's like the liberals themselves who are like exposing everything. Like, we're finally getting rid of all this bullshit. Meanwhile, the right, whenever they have some sort of like sexual predators.
No.
We're voting for this guy for state Senate for Alabama. No. He's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful world that we live in. All right, hey, I think that's a pretty good episode, about 40 minutes there. Thank you, Drew.
You're welcome.
Thank you everyone for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. That's your bonus episode for the week. Remember to go into the show notes there for that link to the your own Oscar picks. Again, thank you, Gabe. We appreciate it, buddy. That's Rage Against Twit on Twitter. And we are out of here, guys. Thank you very much. See you this weekend with our gonna be weird New York City. It's our first ever Cinema Crespediso to Go episode. Cinema Crespediso goes to... No, not to go. I got it backwards. To go is food.
Yep.
Goes to is podcast.
No. It's Crespo to Go.
We're doing a Crespo to Go?
Yep, we're doing Crespo to Go.
Right, everyone else, though, so-and-so goes to... Like, Tom and Dan goes to the barbershop.
They
did that once. It was terrible.
Yep, we are Crespo to Go.
We're going Crespo... This is the Crespo Cinema Crespediso to Go episode. Yep. Where it's like a takeout.
It is.
It's delivery / takeout.
It is.
It's a walk to walk.
It is, but it's it,
New York City style.
Like everything that's takeout or delivered to you, obviously lower quality.
Obviously. Yeah. It is. It's gonna be lower quality, but kind of special.
like I said, Crespo to go.
But kind of special. All right, guys, we are out of here.
A PFT Media production.